With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by our Hormel Foods Radio key player of the game, Carly Anderson, following a big 17-point performance for the Eagles. And Carly, right off the bat, the defense tonight for the Eagles kind of leading the charge, able to get 25 turnovers on Albia tonight. What were you guys doing defensively, just activity-wise and, forcing bad passes? How were you guys able to really shut down what Albia was trying to do here this evening?
Yeah, well, we talked about before the game that this is a very comparable team to us. And oftentimes we have this done to us a lot. Like with DCG, we get turnover after turnover. But this was kind of our night that we could go in and force some turnovers for them. So that means kind of speeding up the game a little bit. They're used to playing a little bit slower. And we obviously play in a very fast conference. So, yeah, we took advantage of that and just tried to speed up the game a little bit.
Absolutely. And, right off the bat, it was a little bit of a struggle offensively. Took a little bit for the shots to get going. And, that can be frustrating at times. But once the shots got going, what was that like for you, especially where you went had a stretch where you were 4-for-4 from three-point range there at the end of the second quarter and the beginning of the third quarter? What was that like for you?
Yeah, well, I think that's just very, very rewarding to see because, this season hasn't gone like we've planned for shooting-wise. Our percentage is just not where we wanted to be, but we have spent time and time and time again just in the gym, just like rep after rep, and coach says let them fly, and that's what we got to keep doing. That's what shooters do. They shoot. So I just get the green light from my coaches every night, just let them fly, and it's just very rewarding to see that after all the hours we spent in the gym.
Absolutely, and knowing that this is only win number two, I'm sure that this had to be a very exciting thing to be able to contribute to that success that you had here this evening. And being a senior and getting to have a night like this to kind of help maybe hit a reset button for the Eagle season, to maybe turn things around here a little bit, what's that feeling like to know that you were able to play such a big part in the contributions to this win?
Yeah, well, like I said, just a lot of extra hours spent in the gym getting up extra shots. We're entering our second round of Little Hawkeye Conference play, and we have been kind of through the grinder the first time, but we're facing all these teams for the second time, and we know what we got to do. It's just coming in every day to practice and working on it, and ultimately going out in the game and doing it.
Absolutely, and you talk about making it through the second round of the Little Hawkeye Conference here. It'll be Oskaloosa on Friday on the road. Going to be a tough one, kind of a matchup disadvantage, if you will, with their post player of Deja Foster inside. How do you guys go about in practice kind of simulating how to be ready for what you're going to see against Oskaloosa and then trying to avenge that early season loss that you had to the Indians here on your home floor?
Yeah, well, first time we played Oski, obviously, Foster had 15 points in the first half, but we did a much better job adjusting at half and shutting her down to 2 in the second half. So I think that our goal is to do that from the beginning of the game and not let her light us up so much in the first half. And by doing that, like, obviously she's much bigger player than all of us, so that comes with working her from the front, not letting anything easy in, and recovering on all their shooters, because we don't want anybody else light us up from three. So
absolutely. And before we let you go, you rolled your ankle here tonight. I assume you're doing good now. I know that you don't want to talk about it too much, but feeling good to go and ready to go for Friday.
Yeah, just a little bit of ice. Glad we have a few days off, but I'm hoping to be ready to go on Friday.
Absolutely. Carly, thanks for joining us as always, and best of luck against Oskaloosa on Friday night. Looking forward to that contest.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Carly Anderson of the Pella Christian girls basketball squad.